We are thankful tonight for this time of the word of the Lord. Praise God. I wish there was more here today. We pray that those flyers, that folks will not just look at them. I wish they was, I was here in this building tonight, because yes, this message, amen, is an outreach message tonight. Praise God. And it's still, we know it, the word is always good for us as well. A revival is not just for the sinners, yes, it's for us as well.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
right. It revives us. I feel revived. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. I was praising God when I got here, but I feel better. Amen. I done felt the power of God in this place. Amen. So I want to let you know the Spirit of the Lord is in here.
Amen.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. I felt his power, and I thank God for that. And I appreciate this time of the word now.
Yes.
Praise God. We have a message, a word for us tonight. Amen. Speaking of conversion. Amen. Conversion. And when I think about the conversion, I remember Brother Saul. Praise God. He was, amen, doing things of the world and doing evil to the saints. Amen. He was beating up the saints.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. And had threats and slaughter comments. But one thing about it, church, it don't matter who we are or what town we may be in, what our DNA is, the Lord got your number.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God.
Yes.
He know you. He know me. Amen. No need to play the hypocrite role, but being a pretender. But Lord can look through those clothes and look at your heart. Mm-hmm. Amen. And what's in your heart shall come out.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that we are ready. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. We know people today, amen, need this conversion, need this change.
Yes.
Praise God. Sometimes people feel like, amen, I'm big and bad and nobody can handle me. Amen. And nobody can challenge me. But I'm here to tell you the Lord knows how to get your attention.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
He knows how to, amen, let you know that you are out of order.
Yes.
Amen. He knows how to remind you that you're on the wrong path.
Yes.
Praise God. You're on the wrong street.
Yes.
You need a change. Amen. And the Lord has ways of things that he allowed to happen. Praise God. As we know in this chapter here in the book of Acts, the 9th chapter. Amen. The Lord has ways to show you. Amen. And get you on the right track, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. You know, sometimes we can get off the track. We can derail a little bit, amen. But I'm so glad God knows how to get us back on track, praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. So so don't think that, amen, you just doing your little thing and you just thinking you're getting by. But I'm here to tell you, you're not getting by.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord will visit you.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
And he will remind you, amen, that, amen, you need to do better. You need to recognize the greatness of the Lord, amen. Now we're going to read here. Let's turn to our Bibles, amen, tonight, amen. Yes, the Acts, the 9th chapter, hey, praise God.
Amen.
And that's what I want to elaborate on tonight. The first verse, and we're going to read all the way to the 22nd verse. Praise God, amen. Praise ye the Lord. It said, and Saul yet breathing out threat and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and he desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he be found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. Praise God. Amen. Now, we see, amen, when you work for God, when you do for God, people don't want to hear you. Amen. People don't want, amen, the news, the good news to go about all over the town. Amen. But they want to put a stop. So Brother Paul, he didn't like that. And he trying to stop the greatness of the Lord. Amen. But the Bible said, and as he journeyed, he came down to Damascus, and suddenly shine about him a light from heaven. Amen. Praise God. You do wrong, Lord knows how to get your attention.
That's right.
Amen. That light shine upon Saul. Praise God. Amen. You don't want, amen. I wish I had some folks in here tonight that really need to know. Praise God. Amen. You may think you partying. You may think you having fun. You may think, amen, you having a good time, and you know you're not living for God. Praise God. He see you.
Amen.
Praise God. And he going to show up, and he going to show out.
That's right.
And praise God. That light is going to shine upon you. Praise
amen.
God. And the Lord's going to show you your wickedness. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. We living in a time now people just disregard the Bible and disregard what the Lord's saying. Yeah. Think they can do anything to the saints. Think they can just say anything and persecute the church. But I'm here to tell you, God's going to stop it. And
that's
he
right.
stopped Brother Paul here. Amen. He had that light to shine upon him.
Yes.
And then what the word say?
Yes.
Amen. Let that light shine round about him. Amen. And from heaven. And the Bible said, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecute thy me? Praise God. Amen. God knows how to put a stop to his behavior. Praise God. Why are you, amen, when you persecuting the saints of God, you persecuting the Lord.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
And Lord is displeased. Praise God. Why are you doing this? Amen. Why? Praise God. And he said, why art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. Praise you the Lord. I thank God. I said, I thank God. He knows. He knows what he's doing. He knows what to do and how to do. He knows how to get our attention, church. Praise God. People just carry on all kind of way. But amen, I want to tell you, the Lord can't get you. The Lord can't show you. The Lord can't, amen, remind you. Amen, this is not the way. This ain't the way you go. And the Bible said, and he trembled and was astonished. And says the Lord, what will thou have me to do? Come on, somebody. And the Lord said unto him, amen, arise and go into a city, and it shall be told, amen, thee what I should do. Praise God. Amen. See how God got his attention?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He knows how to get your attention. Praise ye the Lord. Arise and go unto that city, and it shall be told to you what you need to do. Amen. So I'm just saying here, the Lord knows, amen, like I said, how to get our attention.
Yeah.
And Paul, he didn't know Saul. He didn't know how long that light was going to be on him. Praise God. He didn't know. It could have been 3 days. Like it was, or it could have been 300 days. But he got the word. He know the Lord was displeased, and he trying to change now. And the Bible said, and he trembled and astonished, and the Lord, and he said, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said, I want you to arise. I want you to rise and go into a city. Praise God. And it shall be told to thee what you should do. And that man, and the man who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes was open, he saw no man. But they led him, come on, by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. Praise God. Amen. And when, and said, and he was there how many days? 3 days without sight, and neither did eat, not drink. Praise God. Amen. We know, we don't understand sometimes that you know how you think you can just do what you want to do, but God, amen, shone that light upon them and blind them for 3 days. Praise God. And like I said, he didn't know if it's going to be 3 days. He didn't know if it's going to be 300 days, but it got his attention. You cannot play with God's people. You cannot play with church people. Praise God. God got your number. God will straighten you up. Praise you, the Lord. And I'm so glad. Amen. We sometimes feel like we are getting by. We sometimes feel like in the world that nobody knows. Amen. So much what I'm doing. Amen. But the Lord, he got that ever seeing eye. He can see you just as good in the nighttime than he can in the daytime. He knows you. He knows your way. He knows how you carrying on. Praise God. He know about Saul. He know Saul was doing wrong. But I'm so glad the Lord changed his heart. Praise God. The Lord allow him to what? Amen. Conversate with the Lord. And amen. And now he's getting ready to be changed. Praise God. Things that he used to do, he ain't going to do it no more. Huh? Places that he used to go, he ain't going that place no more. Amen. Now he's going to get serious. Amen. Going to do God's way. It's all about the Lord now. Praise God. See what God can do? Praise God. He can change you. Praise God. Make you a new creature. Yes. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Yeah, he had past history. Yes, he did bad things. Yes, he persecuted the church. But I'm so glad God can come in and turn it around. Amen. You may was dark in sin, but now you walking in the light of the Lord. Praise God. I just thank God how he can change you. Amen. Whatever you need tonight. Amen. You might feel like your life is tore up from the flow up, but I'm here to tell you God can change you. God can make you a new creature. Yeah, therefore, right. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Praise God. Amen. You a new man for the Lord. I don't want to go that way no more. Praise God. He done changed my life. He done changed my direction. Praise God. I had an evil spirit. I had a mean spirit in my heart that Paul was having. Amen. And now the Lord came in and that light shone upon me. And now, praise God, I'm not blind, but now I see. Praise God. I once was blind, but now I see. Praise God. I'm seeing now. So I'm going to follow his procedure. I'm going to do his will. I will not allow nothing to separate me from the love of the Lord. I will not allow nothing to turn aside. Amen. So Paul, praise God. I'm so excited, amen, how he was changed. And the Lord can change us. You know your condition. You know what you're doing. You know how your life is being lived. You know, amen, you ain't doing just like you really should do. But God can change you tonight. Praise God. And I thank the Lord for this conversion. Amen. I thank the Lord for this change. Praise God. Things I used to do, I don't do it no more. Thank God for change. Thank God for great change. Now I'm saved. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Somebody give me that getting it in my spirit. Amen. Amazing grace. Praise God. Give me a verse or two of that. Amen.
You want to sing it?
Yes, please. Amazing grace. It was amazing grace for Brother Saul here. Praise God. He once was lost. Praise God.
Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. was blind, but now I see.
One more verse.
Was grace that taught my heart. Yes, yes.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes.
Brother Paul was once blind, but now he sees.
Amen.
Amen. And I thank the Lord. Amen. He can get us seeing tonight.
Yes.
I know we all looking and seeing, Brother Jerry, but you, if you don't know Jesus, you're not seeing.
Bless
amen. Him. You're blind.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm so glad you can. Paul can is a good example how the Lord just moved the scale from his eyes and he was able to see the greatness of Jesus. And I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, he can do the same today. Amen, for you and I. He's still the same. He got the same power. He have not lost any power. Praise ye the Lord, and I thank the Lord for that. Praise God. But this man, Brother Saul, he was trembling, and the Bible said, and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise, amen, and go unto a city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do.
Yes.
Praise God. I believe he gonna be perfect obedient. I believe he gonna rise. He gonna do just what the Lord told him to do. Praise God. See how that great change can take place?
Yes.
And the Bible said, and the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Look at God. And Saul arose. Amen. He didn't ask no question. It said, and Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes was open, praise God. Isn't that wonderful tonight? Praise God. Your eyes was blind, but now his eyes is open, and he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him unto Damascus. So praise God. Ain't God good in here?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. A miracle getting ready to take place. Praise God. He led him by the hand. And
yes.
Amen. And the Bible says, and he was 3 days which was without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. Praise God. He was 3 days without no, he couldn't see, no sight. And he wasn't able to drink. And there was a certain disciples at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said, amen, the Lord said in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. I just want to stop right here. Praise God. You see how perfect obedient Paul was? And now you see how perfect obedient Ananias was. Lord, he said, Ananias. Amen. Sometimes the Lord call our name.
Yeah.
Jerry Lennon. Amen. I'm somewhere doing other things.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm not answering the Lord. Mm-hmm. See, he was obedient. He said, Ananias. Praise God. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. Praise God. He's ready to do God's will. Amen. You got to be in place. You got to be ready. Amen. To do the Lord's will. Praise God. Amen. That's why we have to be led by what we do and where we go. But the Lord said, gave instruction. Now listen. He said, arise and go unto the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayed and has been and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. So I'm so glad. I said, I'm so glad. Yes. The Lord know how to work salvation. Yes. I'm so glad that conversion is taking place here. Praise God. And he gave him instruction. And he said, go into the street which is called Straight. Yes. And inquire in the house of Judas. Yes. For one called Saul. Praise God. Amen. I'm so glad they found Saul. And amen. He went to that street that called Straight. Yes. Praise God. And we need to get familiar tonight with Straight Street. Praise God. Amen. I see all the time he was on Crooked Boulevard. Yes. Praise God. He was on the Crooked Boulevard. But now I'm so glad God can change us. Amen. And have us to get on the Straight Street. Amen. Straight Street. Amen. And we all sometime may get a little slow for some time. And amen. Get a little slack sometime. And we start changing streets. Come on, somebody. Amen. Don't let the devil make you drive on the wrong street. Praise God. Straight Street will get you to heaven. Praise God. Straight Street. Amen. Will keep you moving forward. Amen. Going in the wheel of the Lord, praise God. Amen. So I know he gonna be all right. Hey, amen, because he's on the straight street, praise God. Amen. He left Crooked Boulevard and now he's on Straight Street. Say amen. Amen. So we know the Lord knows how to change us. Yeah. Praise God. He know how to change our direction, praise God. Amen. Yeah. Only thing we need to do is be obedient to the Lord. Amen. Yeah. And pray and seek God. I thank God for Ananias. Amen. The Lord always got somebody. Amen. In the nick of time to help us. That's praise right. God. Sometimes, amen, you feel like you're in despair. You feel like nobody with you. You may feel like you're alone. You may feel like the Lord done forsook you. But he said he would never leave you, not forsake you. Praise God. Yeah. The Lord always got a ram in the bush. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He always got somebody to help us out in our time of trouble. Praise God. But I'm so glad he was obedient. Yeah. Paul was obedient to get the help that he needed. And the Bible said, and had seen in a vision a man named Ananias. And it said, and Ananias as coming in and putting his hand on him that he may receive his sight. Thank God for preacher Ananias. Praise God. Thank God for the prayer. Praise God that he laid his hand on Paul and Saul and he prayed, amen, that the scales be done away where he'll be able to see. Praise God. And the Bible said, then Ananias answered the Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to the saints in Jerusalem. And have he had authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on the name of the Lord. Praise God. So Ananias was trying to tell the Lord, hey, this man here did some evil things. He did evil to the saints. He was evil and done the saints in Jerusalem. Amen. And then he got permission from the chief priest to bind anybody that called on the name of the Lord. Praise God. Ain't God good? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. See, sometimes we never know how what will happen to you and I. Praise God. I'm telling you, whatever come your way, never, amen, deny God. Always call on the Lord. Call on his name. It matters if somebody try to harm you or hurt you or whatever. Always call on the name of the Lord. Amen. And the Bible said, but the Lord said unto him, now I want you to go thy way, for he is a what? Chosen vessel unto me.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't understand. God's way is different sometimes to our ways. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. But the Lord saw interest in Brother Paul. So he said, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. It said, for I will show him how great thing he must suffer for my name's sake. Praise God. I want to tell you this. You know, you can get saved. Amen. But you're still going to reap what you sow.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. Right. It's something about, that's why I tell people, you know, that's not saved. If you're a sinner, don't be one of these bad sinners. Amen. Be a good sinner. Praise God. What you mean about that, Brother Lennon? I mean, don't go out here and just get on the worst drugs and all the drugs and robbing banks and, amen, and doing all the evil in the streets and, again, doing, killing folks and, amen, be decent, praise God, because guess what, you get saved, you still going to reap what you sow. Bible said, what a man sow, that shall he also reap. Amen, praise God, be decent, praise God. If you don't want to confess just your life to God, amen, still go to work, amen, still go to church, amen, still, amen, help your parents, praise God, be decent, don't try to be the worst, amen. I know the Lord can save us, but I tell you what, even Brother Paul, he had to reap some things. Although he got saved and got converted, and conversion took place, praise God. But he had to go through some things. Yeah. Amen. But the one thing about it, like people, I had a young lady told one of my members, it was him and his wife, and the gentleman is my nephew, and he's saved, and she's not saved, and we was, me and my wife, trying to talk to her to try to get her to recognize that, you know, Christ is the answer. And she said, well, I want to say this, Brother Jerry. I mean, I have problems. He have problems. You have problems. Trouble come in your house. Trouble come around you. He said, the devil just called you saved. She said, the devil just don't just escape from you. He bother you too.
That's right.
Amen. But I said, that's right. You said absolutely right.
Yeah.
I said, but one thing that we have that you don't have. Amen. Problems come. Trouble come.
Yeah.
But we have a problem solver.
Amen.
Come on,
amen.
Somebody. Amen. See, that's the difference. We got somebody to cure our troubles to.
Yes.
Amen. We got somebody to cure our pain to.
Yeah.
We got somebody that done died on Calvary's cross. Amen. To save us and to help us when we get into different problems and trouble. He's there to pick us up. Amen. If we fall, he'll pick us up. Amen. And let us know, start again. You can make it anyhow.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
But see, if you don't have that, see, if you fall, you devil ain't going to do nothing but stomp on you. Come on, somebody.
Right.
The devil ain't going to do nothing but laugh at you.
Right.
But when you got God, when you got God on your side, amen. When the time comes, the only thing we got to do is call on the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible says, call on the Lord, and he will come to your rescue.
That's right.
Praise God. And I'm glad at the wee hours of the morning and night, praise God, he's still God, and he's still there with us. We can call on him, and he'll come in a mighty way.
Yes.
Praise God. Yes. So that's what makes the difference. We got the Lord on our side.
That's right.
Amen. And that's why I told him, that's why you need the Lord on your side. Amen. Praise God. When you need him, he's there. That makes the difference. So I thank the Lord. And that's why Brother Paul here, he's trying to get the Lord on his side. Amen. He's trying to do the right thing. Praise God. But let's read on a little further. It said, for I will show him how great thing he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hand on him, brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest not, that thou might receive thy sight and be filled, come on, with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
God good. Now here's another scenario. You got people that they feel like they so bad that the Lord can't help me.
Yes.
You know, I'm just, man, Brother Jerry, you don't know my life. I mean, I done this, I done that, I done the other. I'm saying you need to do. The Lord has got a big sea of forgetfulness. Same. Amen. And remember no more. Amen. Only thing you got to do is come to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. He can do like that, and now your sins is gone.
Yeah.
Amen. You ain't too big for God. You ain't too bad for Him.
No.
Amen. He's a universal God. That's what makes Him God. Praise God. He can do all things. He can take all your sins away and bury it in the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. Amen. He ain't like man. Man, sometimes they'll go to the sea and pick it up.
Yeah.
Amen. And say, you know, yes. I remember when you used to do this and you do all this back past stuff. Lord, I forgave you, and you lift your head up and go on about your business.
That's right.
Praise God. Right. Don't be sitting there pity pot and worried about something that happened 100 years ago. Come on in here. God is a forgiving God.
That's right.
Paul was a terrible man.
Amen.
Yes.
God looked beyond his fault and saw his need.
Amen.
Amen. God saved him. God helped him to know and gave him, as he said, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. As Brother Ananias was praying. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care who you are in this room tonight. Amen. You can come to Christ.
Yes.
Lord can save you.
Yes.
Amen. It don't matter how bad you've been. How many cookies you stole out of the cookie jar.
Right.
Amen. It don't matter. God can save you.
That's right.
Amen. And he want to save us all.
Yes.
And like that song we sung about invitation, he gave a grand invitation for all of us.
Yes.
Amen. We all can come unto him.
Yes.
Come unto me, he said, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yes.
Come on, Brother Paul.
That's right.
I know you was a terrible person. I know you beat us up, but God going to forgive you for all of us. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Look at that's how God look. He's good. He's good.
Yes.
And he's good all the time.
Yes.
And the Bible said, and immediately when he prayed, amen, it fell down his eyes. Amen. And it said, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which was at Damascus, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Now, can you believe here's this man, amen, that once killing folks, now he's preaching. How you think the saints feel? How you think people feel? I can tell. Ain't that same man that did all this evil to us? And now the Lord forgave him? And now he's preaching? And you're going to read. You're going to read on down. Even the saints couldn't get with him. Even the saints said, man, this man that beat us up. And now he's trying to preach to me. And you.
Yes.
See how God work?
Amen.
He ain't concerned about your past record or your past history. Amen. God can save you. God can clean you.
Yeah.
God can make you a new creature in Christ.
Right. Yeah.
God can put a song in your mouth and a praise in your heart.
Yeah.
God can give you that shout.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he know what God have done for
That's
him.
That's right.
Amen. He won't worry about nobody else. Even the saints didn't really jump on his bandwagon. But if you read on down, the Bible says he increased his self in strength.
Right.
Meaning that, amen, if y'all don't get with me, I know what God done for me. I know where he done took me from. I'm just going to keep living for God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen. You get some history behind your salvation.
Yes.
Amen. He got some history behind his salvation. He kept on serving the Lord. He kept on preaching the gospel. He kept on doing the will of the Lord. Amen. Then eventually the folks started looking back and said, man, he really truly is saved.
Right.
Praise God. Ain't nothing stopping him.
That's right.
Ain't God good? Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes people might don't value your salvation. Folks might talk about you and don't have no faith in you. What you gonna do, cry and mope? No, you just keep moving on anyhow. You know if God is for you, who
That's
can
right.
be against you?
Right.
Praise God. Amen. See, it's about God, his power. Amen. When you real, and Brother Paul, his name changed from Saul to Paul because that conversion took place. Brother Paul now, amen. And I thank God for Brother Paul. If it weren't for Brother Paul, we wouldn't have much of a New Testament.
Yeah. It's true.
Amen. He wrote the majority of the books. Amen. And the brand now I'm going to leave you on this. Brother Paul, when he was a sinner, he was called one of the chief sinners. But when he got converted, when conversion took place, he was the chief apostle.
Yes. That's right.
Amen. He was the chief apostle. So he was from one chief to the righteous chief. See how God can promote us?
Yes, Lord.
See how God can just wipe all that stuff away, forgive you, and remember it no more. And then the Lord can use you in a mighty way.
Yes,
so I'm here to tell you, keep the faith, be encouraged.
Amen.
Keep going on. Amen. And let conversion take place. You might say, well, I'm already saved. What are you talking about, Brother Jerry? Let conversion take place. Do you know sometimes we need to repent? Saints sometimes need to repent.
Yes, that is
over.
Right.
That's so.
You can't base your salvation on something you had in that antique year of 1890. There was failures. There was sin that you did, and you just kept patching up and band-aiding yourself and just kept going. But you need to one day just give up and say, listen, I'm going to get saved again. I want to start this thing over, because this okay. life is... This past life, it's just up and down. It's not. I want to get rededicated. I want to get, amen, a new experience with God. Sometimes we need to do that.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to do that. Because that old experience is not working. Praise God. And you keep trying to patch it then.
Yes.
And do first aid and let it go. And say, Lord, I want you to come into my life. I want you to make me a new creature.
Yes.
I want to be real this time. My last experience was no good. I even need to be baptized. Amen. Because I done scarred that old life up. Amen. I did. I scarred it up. I did a lot of stuff that I didn't need to do. Y'all didn't know nothing about it. But the Lord knows.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the reason why you can't get a real good experience, because one day you're up and the next day you're down. One day you're on fire for God and next day you look like them went out.
My Lord.
Kind of like the 10 virgins?
Yes.
Amen. They had lights.
Mm-hmm.
The 5 wise and 5 fools, all
yes.
they had lights.
Yes.
But the 5 wise had bright lights.
Yeah.
But the 5 foolish had flickering lights. And those lights went out. Amen. But they was all virgins.
Jesus.
They was all Christians.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. But them were the ones I'm talking about. Your experience is not working.
Yes.
And you need to change and get a hold and a grip of God.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But when the Lord appear, we want him to say to us all,
yes,
well done.
Yes, by your grace.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
Thy good and faithful servant. I love that word, well done.
Amen.
When I go into a restaurant and I get ready to sit down and eat a steak. They say, how you like it?
Well done.
Amen. Some people like it medium rare, but I like well done. Amen. I might just want to see it just a little pink.
Praise the Lord.
Well done. But everything well done. And when you hear the Lord tell you, well done, thy good and faithful servant,
yes,
then you know that you kept the faith. You kept moving on. So church, stay encouraged. Keep moving on. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing move you. Keep the faith and keep happy. You know, happy, that is in my spirit. Happiness.
Yes.
God is good.
Amen.
We don't have nothing to be all frowned up about.
Yes,
and something.
Help me, Lord.
You know, if you're that type of person, the devil going to always give you something to frown for.
That's true. That is true.
He, but when you smile, when he come with his blow your smile and count it all joy, mm-hmm, amen, he'll kind of lighten off because he said, this guy, he ain't worrying about me. But when you let him win,
oh yes,
he going to have a field day.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen. God bless you.